Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A North Iowa man in custody on charges he assaulted his wife has been accused of threatening to kill a jail staff member and their daughter. On August 2nd, Nora Springs Police and the Floyd County Sheriff's Office attempted to serve an arrest warrant in Nora Springs on 38-year-old Nathaniel Fritz, accused of assaulting his spouse multiple times. When Fritz didn't cooperate, an Iowa State Patrol tactical team assisted in apprehending Fritz after a four-hour standoff. He faces charges of interference with official acts and domestic abuse assault. Last month, his wife, Miranda Fritz, petitioned to have charges against her husband dismissed, claiming she lied about being assaulted and that she used actions by Nathaniel Fritz against him in order to get him help with his mental health. Her letter stated that her own mental state also played a role in what she told authorities. A judge denied dismissing the charges, although no trial date has been set. Fritz remains in the Floyd County Jail, where he picked up a first-degree harassment charge on August 20th after he was accused of threatening to kill and chop a jail staff member and their daughter up into little pieces if he saw them outside of jail. The farmer members of Northern Country Cooperative and Viafield have voted in favor of merging the two agriculture retail companies. Northern Country Board President Dave Hooper said in a statement of the vote on Tuesday, "We are grateful for the trust our fellow members showed in this merger vote. It is through that active member ownership that we will be able to further strengthen the services and resources of our farmer owners." The two organizations together employ more than 270 team members and supply over 4,700 member farmers. Jason Sweniker, current Northern Country CEO, will serve as the forthcoming cooperative's CEO. Derek Davis, current Viafield CEO, will continue his leadership as COO. Their combined territories, with little to no overlap, will establish a customer footprint across 16 counties in southern Minnesota and northern Iowa. The merger comes after more than 2 years of shared resources and operations by the respective cooperatives and will begin conducting unified business effective February 1, 2024. Corporate offices will continue to be based in both Charles City and Stacyville. Five female students and five male students make up the 2023 homecoming court for Charles City High School. Queen candidates include Keely Collins, Hannah Hoffman, Madison Lensing, Jada Litterer, and Lauren Stout. King candidates are Colton Anderig, Josiah Cunnings, Jack Hansen, Jamison Mayhew, and Keenan Wiley. Homecoming faculty counselor Sarah Downing says the Queen and King will be crowned in Comet Gym at the middle school this afternoon.
That takes place at the pep rally. It starts at 1:30. It's at the high school on Friday. And then they will be announced, though, at the game starting at 7 o'clock, so before the varsity game that night. And then they'll also, of course, be in the parade, which is at 4:15. I've heard there's some confusion about that around town, so we want to make sure that people understand the parade is at 4:15 on Friday, and it will run down Main Street.
On the heels of the homecoming parade, the pregame tailgate at the football stadium starts at 4:30, with Hy-Vee providing brats, hot dogs, chips, cookies, and pop or water free to the first 1,000 fans. The Comets will host Mason City for the homecoming football game tonight. The homecoming dance is tomorrow night in the high school cafeteria. A Canadian man who says he was dead for nearly 11 hours will share his spiritual experience in a series of seminars in New Hampton. Hugeback Johnson Funeral Home will host Jim Woodford, who acknowledges there are skeptics to his belief he spent his time in heaven before he came back to life.
I realize it's the age of the internet, and you can find people that claim they go to heaven as often as I go to a store for dog food, which is every Friday night. And who am I to say they didn't? All I know is all the medical evidence, all the evidentiary stuff that accompanied that in terms of the medical people and my wife knew that something phenomenal had happened.
Woodford hopes those who attend will come open to the possibilities.
Whether you're a believer or not, or don't frequent a church, I beg people to just listen with an open mind and an open heart, to just listen. Life doesn't end with a slow ride in a hearse. It does not.
Woodford adds that he feels compelled to share his journey to heaven and back to remind people to share your love while you're still alive.
I travel the world to try and convince people, because the saddest words are the two words, too late. Do not leave this for the moment of your death.
Woodford will relay his experience and answer questions with seminars at 1 o'clock this Sunday afternoon, plus at 7 o'clock next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night. The sessions are free, but reservations are required. To reserve your seat, contact Hugeback Johnson Funeral Home. Tonight on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's Charles City Football hosting Mason City for homecoming. Pregame coverage starts at 6:45 with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report. It's the Mills Incorporated pregame show at 7 and kickoff at 7:30. Tonight on 95.9 KCHA, it's Nashville Plainfield Football. The 8th-ranked Huskies looking to go 4-0 as they play at AGWSR. Pregame coverage at 6:30 with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report. Huskies pregame show at 6:45 and kickoff at 7. Tomorrow on 95.9 KCHA, it's Iowa State football. The Cyclones on the road at the Ohio Bobcats. Coverage starts at 9 a.m., kickoff at 11. And late tomorrow afternoon on Fab Oldies 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's UNI football. Panthers looking for their first win of the season. They'll play at Idaho State. Coverage starts at 4, kickoff at 5. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.